Andrew, what about this, the last question he has about whether or not patients with known BRCA germline mutation should be screened for pancreatic cancer? If so, in which patients?
That's a tough question. It's complicated. If there's a nearby high-risk pancreas cancer program, I think those patients would be best served under their care. But I would say in general, if the family pedigree has patients with pancreas cancer, absolutely you have to screen for pancreas cancer, and almost any BRCA mutation would be very concerning, and you can do that with MRIs or EUSs, whatever you have access to, and we'd probably do it yearly. Sometimes you alternate EUS and MRI, and again, a lot of it depends on the family pedigree.
So yeah, actually in the faculty room prior to this, we were kind of trading stories, or they were trading stories, and I heard a number of situations where like spouses got pancreatic cancer, Philip, or you know, can you comment a little bit on, I forget which one of you had which case, but there are a whole bunch of cases.
Yeah, I had father and son.
Father and son, right.
BRCA1.
Both BRCA, and they both got it.
Yeah, BRCA1, yeah.
And then, Eileen, I think you had a spouse.
It was four sets of husbands and wives
four
over a number of years.
Four sets of husbands and wives.
Amazing,
had pancreatic
right?
cancer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Margaret, coincidence or environment?
I think it's just a really unfortunate coincidence, unless you have some high-risk setting. I mean, you could have two Ashkenazi, you know, that had that heritage, and then they both were at risk. But I don't think it's environment.